From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Luis Hernandez. Dade County was born in a place that today isn't even in Dade County. It was founded in the Florida Keys by a New Yorker from Staten Island. From WLRN Southernmost Bureau at the studios of Key West, Nancy Klinger tells us how Indian Key became an empire and then a ghost town, and the man who wants to make sure it's not forgotten.
If you kayak to Indian Key, you see a typical Keys island. Mangroves on the shore, buttonwoods further in. But walk around the island with Brad Bertelli, and you see Indian Key from almost two centuries back.
In its heyday, the island was home to as many as 150 people. There were, 45 buildings. There was a hotel with a 9-pin bowling alley, billiards tables, with restaurants.
Bertelli is a local historian. He leads tours of Indian Key, and he's the curator at the Florida Keys Discovery and History Center in Isla Mirada. Indian Key is a tranquil state park now, but once it played a pivotal role in South Florida history. Bertelli says he's not sure how many people visit Indian Key.
Not enough people see this island. That's how many people, not enough.
Bertelli wants to change that with a new exhibit. It includes a 3D model that recreates the thriving village from the 19th century. Indian Key's role in South Florida history is largely because of one man, Jacob Houseman. He was a shipwreck salvager who showed up in Key West from Staten Island. When Houseman got there, Key West was a model for how a community could get rich fast. Houseman worked out of Key West for a few years, but he wasn't satisfied there, Bertelli says.
He didn't want their rules, their laws. He wanted to have his own empire. He wanted to have his own monopoly.
So Houseman bought up as much property as he could 80 miles away on Indian Key. Bertelli says Houseman was the kind of guy who would extend all the credit you wanted at the general store. And if you couldn't pay, he'd just take ownership of your house.
So eventually, he ends up owning portions of many of the houses out here.
So it's basically a company town.
It's a company town, and he's the company man. And if you
But Houseman wasn't satisfied with having his own town. He wanted his own county. Miami didn't exist yet, and Monroe County extended all the way to Lake Okeechobee. 6 years after he got to Indian Key, Houseman got his wish. He was friendly with a lawmaker and got him to convince the legislature to divide South Florida into two counties. The new county was named for an Army major who'd been killed the year before in a battle with the Seminoles, Francis Langhorne Dade. Indian Key served as one of two Dade County seats. The other was Key Biscayne. That was the height of Houseman's empire. It literally went up in smoke a few years later. At 2 a.m. one day in August, a group of Native Americans paddled over to Indian Key. There were about 50 people on the island.
Of the approximately 50 people, 7 people were killed. So they call it a massacre. It was a tragedy, absolutely a tragedy.
Houseman survived, but the island was ransacked and burned. He was forced to go back to Key West. The next year, he was working on a wreck when he was crushed between two ships in rough seas.
Here lieth the body, Captain Jacob Houseman, proprietor of this island, who died by accident May 1st, 1841.
Houseman's body was buried on Indian Key.
This monument is erected by his most disconsolate, though affectionate wife, Elizabeth Ann Houseman. Sic transit gloria mundi.
The last phrase on this replica of his tombstone is in Latin. It means, thus passes the glory of the world, or fame is fleeting. People still lived on Indian Key for decades after the attack, but it never regained its status and the Dade County line moved north. In 1970, the state of Florida bought the island and made it a state park. It's not connected to the overseas highway, so it's still a true island, only accessible by boat.
And you can actually step back and walk around and see Florida Keys' only real ghost town.
If Brad Bertelli gets his way, that ghost town will get a lot busier. I'm Nancy Klingener from WLRN's Southernmost Bureau at the studios of Key West.
This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Luis Hernandez.